Sharia law complicates the Israeli-Hamas violence. A rat plague hits a Myanmar ministry hard. And an audio scripture team releases the Bible in 8 new languages. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Casualties are on the rise in Gaza as Israel continues to retaliate for the dozens of Hamas-fired missiles that broke a ceasefire more than 10 days ago. E3 Partners Tom Doyle says Hamas voted December 23rd to institute Sharia or Islamic law in Gaza. Doyle says that means radical Islam will rule. Women must be veiled, secret police watching everyone, and worse.
They also included in that the ability to crucify someone if they make a charge against Islam, and that, I mean, it's just definitely gone backwards in that community.
Doyle believes if Hamas is ousted by the Israelis, there will be dancing in the streets. Others believe radicals will be even more hardened. Despite the turmoil, Christians are having an impact.
We're seeing believers there reach out to help feed, whether it's believers or Muslims or nominal Christians, whatever, and they're helping out in the midst of it.
Doyle's asking Christians to pray that believers will be spared so they can use this opportunity to share Christ. Elsewhere, the bamboo growth cycle in Southeast Asia has hit the flowering stage, and with it comes the plague of destruction. Gospel for Asia's Daniel Penose describes the situation in Myanmar.
The rats increase dramatically during that time, and they just destroy all the food, everything around there. Bamboo is the food, is building material, is what they use for paper, for medicine.
The last time bamboo bloomed nearly a half century ago, the season lasted a few months. This time it's gone for over a year and the famine's deepened. Worse yet, Myanmar's junta government is intercepting aid. Penos says their teams are doing all they can to help.
It actually provides us with opportunities to share the love of Jesus with people. Our missionaries and our people are there at the places where people are most affected, and we're able to reach out with food and help and killing these rats. It gives us opportunities to tell them how much Jesus loves them and how much we want to help.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Living Water International workers were threatened by tribal people in Peru known as the Condoshi. These people number about 3,000. Nearly all have hepatitis B and are hopeless. The Condoshi are feared by everyone because of their violence. LWI entered a village to investigate the need for water wells. One man threatened to kill an LWI worker if a well wasn't drilled. They later went back and drilled 9. Pray that the water well will allow LWI to share Christ. Next, Orphan Outreach expanded its ministries in Russia, Guatemala, India, and Christian education in the year 2008. It recently began a partnership with a ministry called Redeeming India, says Tiffany Taylor, Director of Marketing and Development.
We are helping with the ministry literally on the front lines of saving baby girls from infanticide, where families believe that these baby girls are cursed and ask the midwives to kill the baby girls. And we just signed a partnership to be helping this orphanage there. We are going to be building a Christian school there, helping them with long-term planning.
The ministry faces economic challenges in the new year, as well as unrest and persecution in places like India.
We have to be so careful with our ministry there that we very carefully protect the children that are in these Christian schools and our staff.
Pray that the gospel will continue to spread through Orphan Outreach in 2009. And Faith Comes by Hearing recently released 8 audio drama New Testament recordings. These recorded languages represent more than 222 million people on 5 continents. About 70% of the world's population is part of an oral culture and live in poverty. That means access to God's word can be out of their reach. Faith Comes by Hearing starts Bible listening groups in order to begin their evangelization. Their goal is to record audio Bibles in 2,000 languages by 2016. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Danica Senior Story, missionary to the Russian world and founder of the ministry. It may inspire you to be more active in outreach. Get your free book by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.